USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A federal judge prohibited President Donald Trump from tapping $2.5 billion in military funding to build the high-priority segments of his prized border wall in California, Arizona, and New Mexico. Judge Haywood S. Gilliam, Jr. in Oakland acted in two lawsuits filed by California and by activists who contended that the money transfer was unlawful and that building the wall would pose environmental threats. California Attorney General Xavier Becerra said all President Trump has succeeded in building is a constitutional crisis threatening immediate harm to the state of California. Speaking at a press conference marking the end of the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, Donald Trump called the decision a disgrace. He said, "So we're immediately appealing it and think we'll win the appeal." The U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is expected to take up the same issue of using military money next week. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Another tough state abortion law is facing a legal challenge. Chris Barnes has the details.
Abortion providers suing the state of Georgia over its new law that bans abortion once a fetal heartbeat can be detected. The ACLU, Planned Parenthood, and other organizations filing a lawsuit challenging that law, requesting that a judge prevent it from taking effect and that the judge declare it unconstitutional. Georgia ACLU legal director Sean Young says the Supreme Court has already ruled in Roe v. Wade that a woman's decision to have an abortion under the 14th Amendment to the Constitution.
South America's Mercosur bloc and the European nation struck a free trade deal after two decades of negotiation that concluded amid global trade tensions and rising protectionism. The announcement announced by both sides came as trade talks between the EU and the U.S. have stalled, with the Trump administration threatening to impose tariffs on all autos and major European exports to the United States. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Variety magazine reports Disney Pixar's sequel Toy Story 4 has a friend at the box office. John Clemens reports.
My name is Gabby Gabby, and this is my very good friend, Vincent.
Woody, pleasure to meet you.
Friday ticket sales, as reported by Variety, indicates Toy Story 4 took in another $17 million, and that was after collecting $118 million in its inaugural weekend. Annabelle Comes Home was second with $6.6 million, followed by Yesterday, coming in third at $6 million in sales. Aladdin was fourth at $2.8 million, followed by Secret Life of Pets 2. I'm John Clement.
In the Netherlands, Peter van Weingarten's dairy farm smells just like any other farm. The rich aroma of cow manure and grass hangs around in the unusual stable housing of the cattle. The farm itself is far from traditional. Moored in a small harbor in Rotterdam's busy port, the farm is a futuristic three-story floating structure where one robot milks the cows and another automatically scoops up the manure that gives the enterprise the familiar smell. Its roof collects rainwater, and a raft of solar panels floating alongside produces 40% of the energy that the farm needs. As countries all around the world seek to meet the challenge of feeding growing populations in a sustainable way, Van Weergarten believes the farm demonstrates a new and sustainable way of producing food close to where most of it's consumed in the world's cities. Listen online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.